For the last couple of years, Jimmy and Star Jensen and their kids have lived a migratory life. They've spent summers in Yakutat, where Jimmy has a commercial fishing boat. The rest of the year, they've lived in Sitka, where the job prospects are better. Jimmy works in heating and repair, and Star is a preschool teacher. Then, early last year, they had an idea.
What if we had our own business and we didn't keep moving back and forth every year, and we just decided to stay home and give it a try?
Starting their own heating and plumbing business would let the Jensens live year-round in Yakutat, where they both grew up and have family. They also wanted to fill a need. When Jimmy was in town, he often answered calls from people in need of repairs, but they didn't have any business experience. So when they saw a Facebook post for the Path to Prosperity contest, they decided to apply last minute.
When we got the call that we were selected as finalists, I was just so shocked and grateful and happy. And I was like, yes, see, Jimmy, they think that our idea is a good idea.
The annual business development contest is in its eighth year and is open to entrepreneurs throughout Southeast. Finalists attend a three-day boot camp that addresses everything from marketing to business plans to how to better serve their communities.
It's our belief that, you know, businesses can make money while doing good for their community and the environment. And so the program really promotes that.
Elena Peterson is the executive director of Spruce Root, the nonprofit that runs the competition. Over the years, Path to Prosperity has trained nearly 90 small business owners and awarded winners a combined $510,000 to build their businesses in sustainable and socially conscious ways. This year, the contest was open to minority-owned businesses only. Peterson says that's partly because of the requirements of this year's funder, the Minority Business Development Agency. It's also a fundamental part of Spruce Root's mission. The nonprofit is something called a community development financial institution, which are designed to spur economic growth in underserved communities. Spruce Root's target market is Native communities.
And that's because they're typically underserved when it comes to business assistance and financial services, not just in Southeast, but all over the country.
Peterson says Coastal Heating and Repair stood out partly because they had a great business plan, but also it was a unique opportunity to add a needed business to a small remote community and combat out-migration.
It's a service business that would just improve that community so much and bring some people home.
Jensen thinks focusing on improving energy efficiency in Yakutat and adding traditional values like reciprocity to their business plan helped them as well. Star is Tlingit and Koyukon Athabaskan, and her husband Jimmy is Inupiaq.
Being able to help our neighbors, even when, you know, maybe they might not be able to pay us right away, just really wanting to work with the people in our community and help them.
Coastal Heating and Repair won alongside Ketchikan-based Kasey Training and Consulting, which focuses on revitalizing traditional knowledge of indigenous plants and foods. Jensen says they plan to use the $25,000 award to get the business off the ground. They'll purchase tools, build a small inventory of parts, and construct a workspace and storage shed. She and her husband are excited to return home and be near family. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.